Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all
and
must be.
We
so why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're
your neighbor.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll
lend a hand.
Lend a hand. Lend
a
hand.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration. God's love, Muslim love.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to The Reality of the Creator. I am your co-host, Woody Abdul Kareem, and we want to thank everyone who's out there listening today. Today's topic on Reality of the Creator blog show is people who lie and pray. People who lie and pray with faith. Okay. Your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz, and he is joining us today also from Kernersville, North Carolina. And today's show topic, people who lie and pray. Some of the bullet points or some of the points that were given is that we can not take Allah as a game, or we can't take faith as a game, because when we do that, we risk a severe punishment, which is the fire. We risk, when you play games with Allah, you risk the fire, which, you know, is the punishment of Allah. And Allah knows all. He knows the secrets. He knows what we're telling, what we're not telling, what we're hiding in our hearts. Allah is well aware of that. And Allah will judge us by our intentions and our actions. And our actions will usually be the result of our intentions. And Allah is the judge, and he is the one who knows. And Allah knows who is pure and who is working towards purifying their hearts. And he knows who is evil and who has bad intentions. So it's very dangerous to confuse your faith with your wrongdoing, with your bad actions, and to confuse that with your faith. So acting on confusion in itself can be a dangerous thing. So we're going to open it up, and I see I'm going to bring in our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. and he could open up the show with the prayer and some more thoughts. And again, welcome to the reality of the Creator. And today's topic is people who lie and pray, and people who lie and pray with faith. And may Allah guide us to the right path. Imam Shahid Shabazz, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ak, how are you?
I'm good. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I just opened up when I introduced the topic for today's show. People who lie and pray with faith. And I know you definitely left me some information on that. And I just wanted you to, you know, go ahead and take over and open up and expand on the topic. And we look forward to having a wonderful show, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Wa alaikum salam. Well, you did a good job. I heard you. And may Allah bless you. You did a good job of explaining and making it plain to the people what that meant, the title, People Who Lie and Play with Faith and in their Creator and act like it's a joke that they can, pick up faith, put on faith like they put on their clothes. You know, I put on their clothes and then take them off, put on my shoes, take them off. They act like faith is the same, like they can say they got faith and, as you say, confuse faith with their wrongdoing. And they act like that's all right. And so with that said, we're open with prayer. And this is the most important prayer for not only Muslims, but all people in the world, all human beings, I would say. It's called Fatiha. In the last and final revelations of Allah, our Creator, for everybody, this prayer will save your soul. This prayer will protect you in this world, and this prayer will earn you the guidance of your Creator Allah in this world, and it will earn you guidance all the way back home to your Creator in heaven. He put his eternal life in us when he put his spirit in us when he created our bodies. So our life is eternal. It's not temporary. It's not just temporary animal life. So I wanted to just say that in opening up with the Fatiha. I will say it in Arabic, the best that I know how, and then I'll explain in English what I'm saying or what I've just said. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إذن صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. So with that said, we just said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine alone, aid we seek, or thine aid we seek alone. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, thy grace and mercy, and not of those who go astray and reject faith in you and go astray into the fire. I mean, so people, with that said, I want to start off with reading from the Holy Quran about this topic we're talking about here today, and hopefully we pray that Allah will bless you to understand what we're saying. This is Surah 2. The Holy Quran, it's called Al-Baqarah, is called what the surah is called. And this is ayat of verse 152, excuse me. This is Allah, the Creator, speaking. Allah said, do ye remember me? Allah said, I will remember you. And the law say, be grateful to me and don't reject faith. Do not reject faith. Reject not faith in me. Allah say in Surah Ayat, verse 153, O ye who believe, seek help of Allah, with Allah, from Allah, with patience, perseverance, and prayer. For Allah is with those who patiently persevere in good. Say not of those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. No, they are not. No, they're not dead, Allah say. Allah say they are living, though you don't see them no more in the animal form on this earth. They're still living, Allah say. Allah say, be sure he will test all people of faith with something of fear, with something of hunger, with some loss of goods, of material things, some loss of people that we love, our lives, the lives of the people we love, of the fruits of our toil, meaning you can work for a long, long time and still not have nothing, materially speaking. Allah said, but give glad news to those who patiently persevere, who say, when afflicted with these types of calamities, to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. They are those on whom descend blessings from their Lord and mercy, and they are the ones that receive Allah's guidance. So people, this coronavirus that is afflicting, killing a lot of people, Allah say all evil or ill come from the human being. A lot of people, it doesn't matter, and Allah say all good come from him, and all evil, Allah say, come from people. So this virus is a result of the evils that the people have been doing, and it makes it easier for the Satan or the devil in government, because he works the devil own politics. The politics is of the Satan. He used politics and religion, always have, to enslave the people into this dunya, this dead world, and keep them from coming to life in their soul, inside their body. You see, and this is what he's. This is a fear tactic. I liken it like a chess game, and the governments of the world, they are the king. They're the king, so they're gonna always win, and the people are gonna always lose as long as they reject faith in the Creator, because Allah says he is the protector, only protector of the believers in him, Allah. Allah says those who reject faith in him, they don't have no protection from evil. So if your protection from this virus, it ain't no mask. It ain't buying up all the toilet paper in the store, buying up all the water and all the, these are physical things. You, every time you inhale, and they say, you're done. People, let's think about this here thing seriously. What are you trying to say by doing all this here? Running to the stores like people running to a football game or running to a boxing match. People love sport and play. And thousands of them gather at the sport and play football, basketball games and sport and play. And when it comes time to come out to worship their Creator in the right way, you can't. The places you can't get hardly any of them to do that. And then when you get some do, a majority of them that do come out, they come out, and you're supposed to be getting spiritual strength. So what? You can be strengthened by your Creator morally, and not get caught up into this evil and wickedness. But most people in all religions, they act like their faith, religion is a social thing. And they go and they go through rituals of worship, Then come back out, get right back in the sin. Go right back to sin. Time they walk out the door. Even while they're in their places of worship, they're thinking about their sins, they're going to commit when they leave. This is hypocrisy, people in religion. Allah said that's why evil grows so fast and diseases and all of that come from people following their false desires because they don't take faith in him seriously. And they say that when you he's not going to protect them. So if you want protection from this virus, you best start knowing the one that controls life and death and knowing that he's the one that's allowing this virus to get your attention so you'll know that man ain't in control, not the government, I'm not man, but that he's in control of your life. And that if you can wear masks and do all the, take all the precautions you want from this virus, but if the Creator wants you to die, you're going to die. Can't nothing stop that. I want you to understand that. And I want to, in my last statement before I bring the brother, bring someone else on, I was watching a movie, and the lady said, sometimes the laying of the living get mixed up with the laying of the dead. And I thought that was so profound. Most of you might not know what the lady is talking about. She was talking about these people who are spiritually dead. They think they're really living in this world. They think this world is real. And they are confused, like the brother said. They mixed up with the life of their animal life with their spiritual life. They think this world is real, and they think they're alive just being of this world, and they don't even realize that this is a dead world and everything in it is dead, and the only life in this world and the next life is the spirituality of our Creator, His Spirit. His Spirit, it gives life. Life is in the spiritual love and justice of our Creator and mercy. His mercy and grace. So with that said, I want to say assalamu alaikum at this time.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. You are listening to the podcast of the Reality of the Creator. And today's topic is people who lie and play with faith. Lie and play. It's basically lighting and putting a highlight on how important it is to be true in faith and to not take your faith as a game or as a jest or as something that, you know, as some kind of a plaything, or taking your faith as something that's just a novelty, but to take it serious. And Imam is pointing out so many beautiful points on how important our faith is and how important having our faith correct, right? Because you can have faith in the wrong thing. You can have faith in something that you just came up with or something that somebody else told you that can't be backed up or substantiated by any fact. And there's danger in that. There's danger in having the wrong belief. There's danger in thinking you're on the right side of the highway and you're on the wrong side of the highway, and you speed on up to 70, 80 miles an hour because you just feel like you're on the correct side of the highway. And if you're on the opposite side of the highway, there's going to be a car coming right at you real soon that's going to put you in great jeopardy. So just because you think something is correct, you have to be able to back it up with some facts, back it up with some correct opinion, back it up with some correct knowledge that's going to protect you. That correct knowledge protects you. And when you have correct knowledge and you act on it, it protects you. So you're driving on the correct side of the road and you're wearing your seatbelt and you're doing the speed limit and you know that your brakes work because you have the knowledge of these things. So you could protect yourself, and you could do the right thing. And people who play with faith, I think the main point is that people who play with faith don't have those securities in place. And when you don't have those securities in place and you run full speed ahead, the person who's in jeopardy is yourself. The person who's risking their life is you. You didn't check that parachute before you jumped out of the plane. You are putting yourself in grave jeopardy. And that's what we want to avoid. And as believers, as Muslims, as people with faith, we constantly reaffirm that faith, and we constantly want to check and make sure that our feet are planted on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, planted on the straight path that Allah has given us, the straight path that we have for guidance. Our feet are planted correctly so that when we take a step, we're stepping with knowledge. We're stepping with knowledge of our faith and not just in any direction that somebody's pointing to. So some of the points that the Imam pointed out earlier and just reiterated also is that Allah knows our intentions. You know, so we all going to make mistakes, but we all try our best and try to have, you know, the best knowledge and try to act on that knowledge. We can't just, take information from anywhere and go running with it, and it has absolutely no backing. And as Muslims, we know the Quran, our book that is given to us by Allah, is the ultimate truth. The truest book ever given to mankind, ever, is the Quran. It's unadulterated. It's untampered with. And it's translated into every single language spoken on the planet. And in that book, there's a few verses and one or two that I want to say about true faith and about true religion. And the words La ilaha illallah, which are Arabic words, simple translation, there is no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah are the truest words that we could ever speak. There is no God, nothing, no deity worthy of worship in truth except Allah. Allah, the creator, the Lord of the world. And he called himself Allah. So we call him Allah. And in English, we say God. And in other languages, we say other things. But the language that Allah gave us this Quran in is Arabic. So we know that that's the safest word. You know that that word can't be made plural. It can't be made masculine. It can't be made feminine, right? Like gods could be made plural, or goddess could be made feminine, or this or that. That word Allah is a really unique word, and the Arabic word is why we use it all the time. God chose it for a reason. And we know those are the true words. So it comes down to, if we know that there is no God but Allah, we know a lot of people would say that that's a true statement, but then how do we act on that? How do we act on that? And that's what our tawheed in Islam is all about, the oneness of Allah. It's such a serious topic for us as Muslims, as believers, the oneness of Allah, because we know something as simple as seeking the praise of the people could, you know, take you a little bit out of your oneness of Allah, because now you're looking for gratification from people or gratification from something else outside of Allah. So when we say your intentions have to be to please Allah, then that's even something as simple as that is part of our tawheed, the oneness, and it definitely eliminates any person of belief to giving glory to somebody else that only belongs to Allah. You know, I could ask Imam Shahid Shabazz to help me fix my car or to help me paint my house, but we know that only by Allah's mercy he's able to come and help me. I can't ask Imam Shahid Shabazz to do something that's spiritual that only Allah could do, because then I would be considered worshiping him or worshiping anything else. So I can't pray to anyone but Allah, any deity but Allah, the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. So knowing all of that is part of today's topic, and playing with faith or just outright lying in faith is very, very dangerous. You know, we have to remember even Pharaoh, who knew that God was in charge, he saw all those miracles, all those promises that Moses made come true, and he still had the audacity to chase Moses through the ocean after Moses split the ocean, hit it with his stick by Allah's permission, and the ocean split. He still had the audacity to go chase him through that. And then when Moses hit the ocean with his stick again and the ocean closed on him, testified at that point There is no God. I believe in Moses is God. I believe in the God of Moses. But that's when it was too late, because
that's
death
right.
was up his throat. It was too late for him then. And we don't
that's
ever
right.
want to wait until it's too late. As long as we have a chance and we're here, it's not too late. But if you wait till death is at your throat, like Pharaoh did, that water closed in on him, and then he wanted to say, I believe in the God of Moses. Oh, it's too late now. You don't see all these actions, promises happen that only Allah, only God could have allowed to happen. You see the ocean split in front of you, and you didn't stand on the other side and say, now I believe in the God of Moses. You wanted to go chase Moses through that. And now when the ocean's closing in on you, now you want to believe. Now it's too late. So we never
right.
want to wait too late. And that's the fact, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And that's what we want to always try to stay on, because we don't want to die as anything except believers in the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And none of us know when the water is going to come falling in on us, whether it's from the coronavirus or whether it's from a car speeding down the street or whether we're going on the wrong side of the highway, you know, because we didn't see the street sign, the enter instead of exit, and we just doing 90 haphazardly on the wrong side of the highway, not paying attention. We don't know when it's going to come to us, but your heart is like a sponge. And if you put that sponge in vinegar, when you squeeze it, vinegar is going to come out. If you put that sponge in milk, when you squeeze it, milk is going to come out. So we don't know when we're going to be tested, when our heart is going to be squoze, when we're going to have that test, that challenge. But we want to always have our hearts soaked in La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. We want to have our hearts so soaked in that, that when our heart does get squoze, the correct thing, faith, comes out of it, and not vinegar or some other option, some other strange thing. So Imam Shahid Shabazz, there's several callers. I want to just give you, of course, another opportunity to speak, of course, and then maybe I can come back and see if anybody has a comment. A lot of these numbers I see, I recognize that folks who just usually listen, but that someone may have a comment. So I want to back over to you, inshallah, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, brother. I also want to go back to the Holy Quran. The perfect book, the only perfect book of truth that contains all truth of all the revelations the Creator ever revealed to all of His messengers and all of His prophets from the beginning of time is in the Holy Quran. This is Surah 2, Chapter 2 in the Quran, and called Al-Baqarah is the title. It's the longest surah, chapter in the Holy Quran, and it's profound. If you read that surah through, you done like almost like read the whole Holy Quran. And it says here in the verse 159, those who conceal the clear signs Allah have sent down and the guidance Allah has sent down in the Quran, after Allah has made His guidance in the Quran clear for the people of the world. Allah say, on you, Muslim, shall be Allah's curse, and the curse of those entitled to curse, except those who repent, make changes in their life, and openly declare the truth. As the brother said, La ilaha illallah, that there is no deity, nothing created worthy of worship, only the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah says to them, people like that, He will turn to them, and He's often returning in mercy to them when you have that type of sincere faith. And don't play with faith in Him, but take your faith seriously, knowing that your faith is the only way you can escape this evil here of the and the evil in the next life of the hellfire. Allah also saying, verse 161, those who reject faith in Allah, and they die rejecting faith, as the brother just said, in Allah, their creator. Allah say, on them people is His curse, and the curse of His angels, and the curse of all mankind. Allah says they will abide therein. Their penalty or punishment will not be lightened, nor will respite, like the brother said, be their lot, meaning that they can't change. They can't get back to Allah then. It's too late. And Allah says, in my conclusion, and now I'm not concluding, Allah saying, your Allah, your creator, Allah is one Allah. There is no Allah creator but Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And we will stop right there, Brother Imam, and allow some of our guests, perhaps, if they give them an opportunity to speak, if they want to speak, and if not, we'll continue. So I'm going to ask Assalamu alaikum at this time.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. We'll just ask a few folks if they want to speak or say anything, and if so, alhamdulillah. If not, we have plenty of things in Quran and Sunnah that we could go back to and share. So first, I wanted to bring, I believe it's Sister Isla, 301 number, ends in 3381. Inshallah, I pray that Allah is keeping her well. Is this Sister Isla? This is Abdul Kareem. Welcome to the reality of the Creator again. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum. How are you beautiful brothers today, Imams, who are teaching so strongly? Yes, sir. And believe you me, you're right on time. This is so needed and so necessary today for us to really think. We should be thinking harder now than we've ever thought before, being more serious about life, serious about our purpose, and says about what to happen to us if we should be the one that's called next from this coronavirus this year that has taken thousands of lives and hasn't stopped taking them. That's through Allah's will. And we'll be the next one to be called. You should be seriously on your mind now. Are you ready? And are you prepared to meet your Creator? To answer the call, to return back home. Are you ready to finish your traveling through this world of earth? What kind of life have you lived? Are you pleased with the life that you've lived? Do you think your Creator will be pleased with you? What do you think judgment is going to be on you? And these are serious questions for the people to be looking at now. I'm thinking in terms of the fact that Imam Shaheed Shabbat will always say this is death time we're living in. And the reality has come home now that it's actually death time that we are living in. And as a result of that, nobody knows who's going to be next on the roll call. So therefore, we should be very serious. Stop deceiving ourselves. Stop following one and us trying to please each other. Do what the Joneses do. And be serious about if you find the right, if you're going on the right path, find the right way, and believe your Creator, serving Him in the way that He chooses for you to. And in fact, do you really know your Creator? These are the questions you should be asking yourself now. Why are you here? You know, be serious. You see sisters, you see brothers, you see uncles, you see cousins that are just leading you today, all around you. Best friends, there's death all around you, and you don't know if you're going to be next or not. So I pray to Allah that during these times, these serious times, that we will become more serious, more conscious about our lives and about our Creator. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful, eloquent, and well said, Sister Isla. And we do thank Allah for you. Me and you have been blessed through strokes and all kinds of illness, which is a purification to draw us closer to our Lord and keep us doing this beautiful work He's had us doing on this radio program for going on, I think you say, about 8 years. So that's truly a great mercy and blessing that Allah has blessed us with. And apparently He's pleased with us because He still got us on the air. And I thank Allah eternally for that. So that was very beautiful what you said, because this is serious business what we're talking about here. Talking about material things, a wife, a husband, money, your children, everything else. It means really, in reality, nothing compared to the purpose why you were put here. You're put here and you're given things only as a test, children, your family, material things. But all of this stuff Allah say will soon pass away. But Allah say his truth and justice and righteousness will last forever throughout all eternity. So this is something that I was blessed by Allah to write just to share with you, just for thought, food for thought. It says most people are self-deceived. It says most people, they lie so much until they start believing their own lies. This is the root cause of evil and deception in this world. Until people come back to righteous thinking, evil will keep people under its power. Most people think only of their animal life and forget that the real spirit, and forget the real human life is spiritual. Most people love this world and only this world, and they forget about the judgment day in the hereafter, because most people think, people think this way, they play and joke about being resurrected from the dead and the judgment day and being judged on the judgment day. They forget they are only here in this world for a short time to be tested, for their faith to be tested in Allah, and that they will stand before Allah very soon to be judged after they die on the judgment day and be judged for the life they lived here, the short time they were here. And it's very short, people, so you don't have no time to waste. And Allah will decide on the day of judgment where people will spend eternity in Allah's eternal heaven or the eternal hellfire Allah has prepared for those who live a sinful life all their life here, and they die in sin intentionally. Allah said they will spend eternity in the hellfire he has prepared for them in the hereafter. People, if you think this coronavirus is so bad, you just wait until you go home to the hellfire. That's it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Salahi barakatuh. May Allah protect us from that, from a evil end or a bad end. May Allah protect us from that. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's podcast is titled People Who Lie and Play with Faith. People Who Lie and Play with Faith, with something as important as faith. You would be better off lying and playing with a loaded gun than you would be playing with faith. I'm your co-host today, Abdul Kareem from Winston, and you're listening. Your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz, and we just had a guest or two on, and some very profound statements are being made, and we pray that all these things just bring us closer to our Lord. Any cure for this disease or any protection that we have from this disease only comes from the mercy of our Creator. The Creator of the heaven and earth, the Creator of everything, the Creator of the sun, moon, stars, winds, mountains, ocean, everything. The cure has to be okayed, has to come through Allah, and whoever He blesses it with is just a mercy. Our protection, we know, our real protection, because we all know, like the Imam said, you're going to die from something. And you could worry about one thing and something else could hit you. Or you could worry about everything and you never know what's going to hit you. So the main thing is to be prepared. You know, the main is to try to be prepared. I know every time I speak to Imam Shabazz or I greet him or I see him, he lets me know. I'm fine, but I'm just preparing. I'm just, making sure my bags are properly packed. and making sure I got the, you know, like somebody who's going to travel, they make sure their bags are packed, make sure they have gas in the car, make sure they have their ticket for the plane or whatever they're getting on. You know, those same preparations are made for us to go meet our Creator, so that when we have that meeting, we're not sure. We're not without fundamental things that we could have prepared for because we were deceived by the reality of this day-to-day life and deceived out of the real reality of meeting our Creator and what boarding ticket we need to meet our Creator, what bags we need to have packed, what we need to have in our suitcase when we go to meet our Creator. You know, those, of course, used as metaphors, but those things are much more important than whatever we're preparing for here. So you could look left and think it's going to be Corona, and you could look right and think it's going to be a car accident, and it comes from behind you or from some other direction. So, you know, prayer or true faith knowing what true faith is becomes more important than almost any other preparation that we could make, because we don't know how long we're going to be here. We don't know when our day of judgment is going to start, and if we can start by making sure that we have the correct faith, that we're in line with what the Creator wants from us, what the Creator expects from us, what the Creator has declared that He wants from us. We could start by trying to get in line with those things, and after that, we could get in line for this tax refund or this job or, you know, whatever the worldly life has in store for us. There's another call that's been on for quite a while. I just don't want to ignore anyone, but I know usually that 804 number sometimes may not have a comment, but there's an 804 number that's been on the show for most of the time. So before I went to anyone else, I just wanted to give you a chance to see if you wanted to say your name and where you're calling from. It's an 804 number that ends with 5610. Did you want to state your name and where you're calling from? Welcome to the show. Okay, no problem. Of course, we always welcome everybody to listen, and that person usually just listens, so we appreciate that. Imam, if you had a minute, I was going to read a verse from Quran that has so many significances, but there's just one or two that I wanted to point out in Surah Al-Baqarah. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In Surah Al-Baqarah, there's that's the second chapter in the Quran. There is a verse 143, and let me just put that on vibrate there. All right, there's a verse 143, and one of the translations. I'm going to read the translation in Mushin Khan. Which is one of the great translations that we have in English, and there's others. But Allah says, and the meaning is translated as, "Thus we have made you," and he's talking to the Muslims here, he's talking to the Prophet and his followers, Prophet Muhammad and his followers. "Thus we have made you," that's the true Muslims, the real believers, the people who were there closely following the Prophet Muhammad and his Sunnah ways. "Thus we have made you a just nation, the best nation, that you be witnesses over mankind and the messenger." And he's talking about the messenger Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, "be a witness over you. And we made the Qibla," which is the place that we pray towards when we pray five times a day. "We made the Qibla," prayer direction, "towards Jerusalem, which you used to face, only to test those who followed the messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. For those who would turn on their heels," i.e. they would disobey the messenger, "indeed it was like a heavy burden, except for those who Allah guided. And Allah would never make your faith, your prayers, to be lost," because they were originally praying towards Jerusalem. "Truly, Allah is full of kindness and the most merciful towards mankind." It has so many meanings, but just so we could understand it a little bit better, the Muslims originally, when the Prophet Muhammad started teaching Islam, we were praying towards Jerusalem. The prayer direction was towards Jerusalem. And that was changed to Mecca. And when it was changed to Mecca, the disbelievers, or the people who just wanted to antagonize the prophet as much as possible, said, oh, well, what's going to happen to all the prayers you did before? They must not count. You guys were wasting your time. And Allah stepped in with this verse just to make it very clear, to let the prophet Muhammad know that he was on the best. He's on the correct religion. And that the way he's bringing the people up is the best. And it says, thus we have made you, talking about the prophet and his followers, the best. We have made you a just and best nation. He called them a nation. And it was just a few. I mean, you know, several hundred, maybe 1,000. He called them the best nation. Why?
Sure did.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason is because Allah was giving guidance to the messenger. So you're going to be the best. He chose the best of people and gave them the best guidance. He said,
That's right.
We have made you, the followers of Muhammad, a just and the best nation, that you
That's
be
right.
witness over mankind. The messenger Muhammad is a witness over us, and we are a witness over the people, which is why we do this show, because we want to share the information that we have in our, you know, as you're just human beings who have some information that other human beings may not have, and we want to share it in the best way possible. And we're saying, we're a just nation, that we be witnesses over mankind, and that the messenger Muhammad is a witness over us. And we made the Qibla, Allah. When he says we in Quran, that is a we of majesty. It's not a we of plurality. So it's not like Allah and he has this helper or that angel helping him or anything like that. Allah is one and doesn't have or need any help. It's a we
That's right.
Of majesty. And he said they made the, Allah made the Qibla, which we used to face, only as a test for those who followed the messenger, and it was a heavy test. So we're
yes.
going to be tested. We were going to be tested. All those prayers that they did towards Jerusalem, it was an easy opportunity for the disbelievers to come in and say, see, we told you not to waste your time, just like they do today.
That's right.
Are you going to pray 5 times a day? You could just pray, you know, once a day, or once a week, or once a month, or once a year, right? So Allah is letting us know we're going to be tested. It's not the easiest. Everything good is not going to be easy, but it's going to require some effort. And Allah is reassuring the believers that indeed you are on a just cause, and any people that want to disobey or leave because of a difficult test, that's on them if they're going to leave because of a difficult test. We know these
that's
tests
right.
are going to be difficult, but it's to prove your faith. And Allah would never make your faith never be lost. He won't make your faith be lost. So even somebody who's misguided, who wants to worship their Lord, but they think their Lord is the sun, or they think their Lord is a mountain, or they think their Lord is a statue of Buddha that they have sitting on a table, that person finds out the truth and turns towards Islamic monotheism, and your faith is not lost. It's not lost because you heard the truth and you turned towards it. So your good deeds carry over and your bad deeds get forgiven. But those who stick to their evil deeds, knowing that they're evil after they hear the truth, Allah knows best. Allah is the most just. Allah is clear on what your intentions are. And Allah says he's truly full of kindness and most merciful towards mankind. And Allah knows what's in our chest and what we intend to do, and we'll all have to answer for our own actions. So I just wanted to read that short verse in 143 in Surah Al-Baqarah and just share that. And, of course, Imam, if you want to jump in, inshallah, and share anything that you would like to, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, my beloved brother, I would be glad to. With the help of Allah. This is Surah Al-Baqarah 2. And before I even rehearse it to you all, I want you to know that is directly in line with the title and this program, because that's what's called ritualism. And that's what's called, in other words, everything created, including ourselves, is just a sign. It's a ritual. A sign is a ritual, you see. And rituals are pointers. They're pointing. They're telling, they're trying to tell you something. Like we pray five times a day physically. Those are rituals we go through. We stand up and we say, Allahu Akbar. We go to one position, go to the next position, till we bow our forehead down on the floor. And every position we are in, we got certain prayers we say we pray. These are beautiful rituals, but they still are just rituals if you're not pure in heart. If your intentions are not to please your Creator, Allah, those rituals, whether you're Buddhist, like the brother say, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Sabian, or whatever you call yourself, even if you don't have no religion, and you say, I've been believing in God all my life. I believe in God. I love God. And I know that I'm doing right. You're totally on the wrong path. Because first of all, there is no I. You don't exist. Allah, your Creator, is the only reality. And like the brother just said, I love the way he broke that down, because most Muslim leaders are not. The Muslim leaders don't break that down about we in the Quran. Because a lot of people are confused. They say, "What? Is that God, or God got some helpers?" No, he don't have. Allah don't have no helpers. But you, if you don't understand the Arabic language of the Quran, and you think you just understand the English, you won't know that the word Allah is self-explanatory and shows you how Allah's not talking about him having no partners. No. Allah don't need any help. In the beginning, it said it was just Allah. And Allah said he created the heavens and the earth. He didn't have no help. He said, Kun, fire Kun. And there was the night and the day. Kun, fire Kun. Being it is. And there was the sun, the moon, the stars. Human being. Okay, this right here lets you know, Muslims especially, but all people, that rituals don't count with Allah without the right actions, correct actions behind them. It says in Surah, Ayat 177, it is not righteousness that ye turn your faces towards east or west, but it is righteousness to believe in Allah and the last day, the day of judgment, and the angels of Allah, and all of Allah's books, revelations, and all of Allah's prophets and messengers, and to spend of your substance, whatever Allah give you in this world, out of love for Allah, for your kinfolk, your relatives, for orphans, for those who need help, for the wayfarer, for those who ask you for help, and for the ransom of slaves, that is, the free people from slavery, whether it be mental slavery, physical, or spiritual slavery. And to be steadfast in prayer, and that's not just bowing up and down five times a day, but that's standing in remembrance of Allah. That's what the prayer means. You remember Allah all day and try to stay away from evil and try to strive hard as you're in your race towards all that's good that's going to lead you to Allah. You do that all the time, and the five prayers a day represent one day. One day we've got past, been blessed to get past doing the right thing, and so that's what it means. So I'm going to say to be steadfast in prayer and to practice regular charity. Most Muslims are very stingy. They won't even, if you look like you, your mouth, they can feel if you want some help. And they say no before you don't have to ask them. You can already see on their face and feel from their soul heart. No. And then if you ask them, no, I don't have it. And they have a plenty, but they don't want to share. So Allah said, you're not of him if you're a selfish person. So Allah said, you have to practice what these faith means. And Allah says here, You must give in regular charity. You can't just give help to somebody when you want to. You got, if you're going to worship them, you got to give charity, help people all the time. And the law says to fulfill the contracts which you are made with Allah. When you said, Wa'ashadu in la, in Allah, Wa'ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, that you bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And you bear witness that Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Ibn Abdullah is the last prophet of Allah. That's a covenant you're making with Allah, contract, that you're going to bear Allah and his prophet. And Allah say, and to be firm, unmoving in patience. And when you go through pain and suffering and adversity, be patient. Trust Allah. And he said, when you go throughout all periods of panic, like this pandemic or this virus, he said, be patient and trust him that he's in control, and you can't get it, nothing if he don't allow you to get it. He says, such are the people of his truth, the Allah fearing. And in my conclusion right here, to break it down a little bit further, Allah say, faith is not merely a matter of words, what you say out of your mouth. Allah say, we must realize if we got true faith, the presence of Allah and Allah's goodness at all times. And Allah said, when we do this and keep doing this, he said, the scales, meaning a fall from our eyes, meaning that we begin to see that this whole world and ourselves too is not real, but Allah is the only reality. And Allah said, all the falsehoods and falsities of this fleeting world we're in, the present world, it ceases. It stops enslaving us to evil then. This is the only way. And Allah say, for we see the last day, the day of judgment, as if it was the day, our last day. And we also see Allah's working in us and in his creation at all times. We see that Allah's angels and his messengers and his truth, his message, are no longer far from us, but come within our everyday life experience. It become a reality in our life and not just something we say or rituals. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thank you for that, Imam Shahid Sabaz. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic is people who lie and play with their faith. People who lie and play with their faith. And in what you just said, there's a hadith. There's a hadith about, and it's from Abu Dawood, which is a very noble companion of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And he said, in one of his hadith, he said, when he was explaining faith or iman, he said, we have submitted our wills to Allah. And Al-Zuhri said, we think that Islam is a word. Islam is a word. And faith is an action. Faith is an action. So that you play with faith, you do actions that coincide with your belief, with your faith. And when you're playing with it, you do actions that take you away from faith, the actions that are dangerous for you, or actions that are not religiously sound. And he called faith, iman, an action. So definitely not something to be played with. And some points that we could just mention about faith or iman, which you don't want to fool around with your faith and your iman, but you do want to know that it increases and decreases. You know, so that's just part of being a human being. Your faith increases and decreases. So some days and sometimes you're going to be able to pray and you're going to feel like Allah is just right there in front of you, and there's nothing else between you and him and nothing else matters. And then sometimes you're going to go and pray, excuse me, and you're going to be so distracted by every thing that you could think of. Did you leave the door open? Did you leave the car open? Did you Is there something on the stove? Is there somebody at your front door? You're just going to be so. So, Iman, your faith increases and decreases. So we know that. So, you know, we always try to keep continually build our faith so that our low points don't get low and we stop making our salat, and our high points don't get so high that we think that we above where we really are, that we think we something that we not, that we think that, you know, oh, I'm Mr. Faith now. you want to see faith in the dictionary? Look up a picture of me. It'll be right there. Yeah, we don't want to deceive ourselves into thinking that we've achieved some level that we haven't achieved. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith narrated by Jabir, which was this is in a Tirmidhi, another Sahaba or a Tabi. He said that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said between belief and belief or faith or iman, the difference between those, he said, is abandoning the salat, which a Muslim knows that abandoning the salat means you leaving your prayer. You're not making your prayers. For whatever reason, you don't think you need to make your prayers anymore. You don't think you need to make five. You're just going to make two today or three or four today. When we know that there's five prayers that we're supposed to make, and if we miss them, we make them up. But we don't just think, oh, I don't have to do them. That's your thing. So that's between belief and disbelief is that salat of ours. So we want to make sure that we build our iman, we build our faith strong enough that when we're at our lowest point, when we just feel like the whole world is on our shoulders and nothing is going right, that we still know we got a prayer coming up at 1:30. And we still know that we're responsible for that prayer at 1:30. And even if we pray it at 2:30 or 3:30, we know that we have another one coming in at around 5:30, which is the Asr prayer. And we're responsible for that one too. So we want our faith to be strong enough that even though it increases and decreases, when it's at the high point, we don't think that we don't need to pray anymore. And when it's at a low point, we don't think that we could just afford to just skip a prayer because we're having a bad day or bad week or bad month. The Prophet also said, and this is in several different narrations, but this one is from Abu Huraira, where Allah said, where the Messenger said that iman has over 70 branches, and modesty is just one of the branches of iman. And that one is expanded. There's a more in-depth hadith where the Messenger of Allah said, iman has 60 to 70 odd branches. And the highest of all of these branches is the testimony of faith that we made in the beginning of the show and throughout the show. La ilaha illallah. There is no true God except Allah. The highest branch of faith, our highest branch of iman, is La ilaha illallah. There is no true God except Allah. While the least of them, the least of these 60 or 70 odd branches, the lowest one, is the removal of a harmful object from the road. You know, when you just see a branch in the road and you know people are going to pass and they may trip over this branch or something like that, and you move it. You move this harmful object from the path of your companions. That is the lowest branch, that action, where the highest one is La ilaha, is that testifying testimony that there is no God, nothing worthy of worship, no true God, because people worship all kinds of stuff, money, mountains, sun, moon, stars, they worship everything, but there's nothing truly worthy of worship except Allah. And then the lowest one is just removing something on the road, and he reiterates that shyness, something as simple as shyness, is a branch of iman. So the simple modesty that we display when we go out in public, though that simple modest shyness is one of these 70 branches. But we know that the highest one is that testimony, the truest words on the planet. There is no true God except Allah. There is nothing worthy of worship. La ilaha illallah. There is no true God except Allah. And the most simple one is taking care of your brother, moving something out the way so that your brother or your sister don't hurt themselves on it, because you've seen you've identified a difficulty, or you identified a danger that might hinder one of your brothers or your sisters, and you move that danger out of the way. That, something simple as that, is a branch of faith and makes you a believer. So just wanted to point those some simple day-to-day things out that we could, you know, use to cling to and increase our own faith and increase our iman, knowing that it's going to go up and down, and some days and some prayers we're going to just feel so much closer to our Lord and Creator, and some days and some prayers we're just, you know, our mind may just be all over the place, and our other difficulties or other problems may not go away in that prayer. You know, we know prayer is coming, but we still fired up from some conversation we had an hour ago, and we haven't been able to let it go yet. So we know that it goes up and down, but we never want to go down so low that we don't, that we miss a prayer, or up so high that we miss a prayer, because that prayer can take us out from being a believer to being a disbeliever. So I just wanted to point that out, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and you are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic is people who lie and play with faith. And we're just reiterating how important it is to have faith, and what is faith, and what is true good faith, and what is erroneous or weak false faith. And that it's not something to be played with, because it's more important. Faith is probably more important than food, more important than your job. It's more important than your wife and your kids. Faith is what's going to have you successful in the eyes of your Lord and your Creator. And without it, or with it corrupted, we face a terrible ending, which we prayed all throughout this program to try to avoid the terrible ending, which is the fire. And, you know, a bad ending is an ending that ends us into the fire. And we want to avoid that, and may Allah protect us from that. So inshallah, you listen to The Reality of the Creator, and people who lie and pray with and play with faith or play with their faith is the topic of today's show. And I want to bring back Imam Shahid Shabazz. We have about 20 minutes left on the program, so I want to bring you back on, and then if you want to go back to callers, for sure we can do that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, sir. Yes, just a little bit more I have to say, but it's not how much you say, it is what you say, whether it's the truth or falsehood. You know, I hear Muslims over the years, the 46 years Allah has blessed me to be striving to please Him, and not myself and nobody else, in one of the most wicked, now the most wicked country in the world, a government in the world. Yes, and Allah says here, like you said, He says on the Day of Judgment, the first thing He will judge us by is our prayer. And He say, if you ain't, and I want to say this too, Brother Abdul Kareem, because it's important too, along with what you just said. Allah say, after we pray, the Muslims, five times a day, the rituals, bound up and down at certain times, He say, after those prayers, don't forget Him. So prayer, in other words, in essence, is not just those rituals, but prayer is dhikr. Prayer is the remembrance of your Creator, Almighty God, at all times. Allah said, remember Him at all times, because surely I can guarantee you, Allah say, evil is coming at you 24 hours, 7 days at all times. Just sum it up. So remember prayer at all times. And what is prayer? Prayer is the key to life, our real spiritual life. Prayer is the key from protection from not only corona, but all evil and corruption in this world. And one of the things, this what I'm about to say is so profound. Yes, because it's a key. You can save your, with the help of Allah, you can save your soul if you remember this. This ayat says, I ain't going to quote what surah, I'm just going to quote it. I just want to quote it. You read the Quran, you'll read it. Allah say, He sits down in the Holy Quran to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, as a healing for the diseases in the human being heart. So this corona disease, virus, is coming from what? the disease is in the people's heart. All the diseases in your heart, it causes you to do wrong. And where did that disease start at? Self, when you want to do what you want to do. You don't want to please your creator. You want to please yourself. And you claiming things. This is my money. This is mine. I got this. You're boasting and bragging on yourself and don't realize that all good comes from your creator, Allah, and all bad comes from Allah, say, the human being's own will and desires. Also, in my conclusion at this time, I want to say, Allah say, for any human being, could people be trying to satisfy their hearts by doing all kinds, most people are wicked and evil things. They're trying to satisfy their heart. And Allah say, hearts only find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So you will never get no satisfaction and find it nowhere in this world unless you find it inside yourself and inside your intentions and your actions striving to please your creator, and then your heart will have peace and satisfaction amongst all the evil around you in this valley of down here on earth, for shadow of death all around us. It won't affect you. It won't affect your inner peace that you have with your Lord, Allah. So I wanted to say that, and if you or Sister Isla have a comment, I want to give way to one of you all at this time and conclude this beautiful program today.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And we still have some time, too, and for sure there's a few other callers, but I wanted to go ahead and bring back Sister Isla, because she's been holding for quite a while and listening, and I'm sure she probably has a comment by now. Sister Isla, welcome back to the show. Did you have a comment or anything you wanted to say?
Mr. Malakum, Assalamu alaikum. Yes, you guys are doing so beautiful. You know, you really don't leave words to be said. But I do want to always say, to thine own self be true, be honest, be sincere to yourself. Remember, your body has life over you, and so treat your body good, and show respect and appreciation to your creator first on how you treat yourself, how you respect yourself, and show love for yourself and thankfulness. Those are the most important things. You can't treat others right until you treat yourself right.
That's right.
So I want to say that, as again, just remember, what's happening here is because of the ill within ourselves. All this going on, even the virus mainly, it's a reminder of the ill within you, you know. Even this wicked within yourself is coming up to haunt you now. And haunt you in ways of taking your life and giving you giving you warning that this life, this world, is only temporary. This world is not the real world. This world, you'll be here for just a quick moment, a fleeting moment. But then you must return to the real world, and you must be judged. So think about this as you see what's happening in the world. And remember to pray first. Keep a prayer going. Keep Allah God first in your heart. Job to live your life to please Him and not be satisfied until the end of your day. You say to yourself, have I lived today to please my Creator? That's what you want to say at the end of your day. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And very beautiful. You're absolutely right, sister. Just briefly, Allah says in the Quran, if you want to measure your success in this world, anybody, He said, don't try to measure by no money. Don't try to measure because you got the wife you want, or husband, or whatever. He said, the only way you can measure your success at the end of each day, from sunrise to sunset, He said, before you go to bed, ask yourself, have I gotten closer to my Creator? And He said, if you read this book, Ron, you will know whether you've gotten and follow this Prophet Muhammad's life example with the Quran, you'll know you've gotten closer to your Creator. Because that's not something left for us to guess at. You get closer to Allah says in the Quran, I'm going to spell it out. I will spell it out for you, mention it. Allah says in the Quran that it is not our, talking about human beings, all humanity, it is not our material wealth, nor our following and people. You got a lot of people, you're famous, you're a movie star, well known, and lots of people follow you. He say, that ain't going to save you, and all the money and wealth in this world ain't going to save you. I'll bring you closer to him in degree. He said, only your sincere and true faith, as we've been talking throughout the program, and living a righteous life, a life of purity, striving to be clean and pure in your heart, striving to be clean and pure in your desire, striving to be clean and pure in your intention, and striving to be clean and pure in your action. He said, that's all. And doing good deeds, feasible Allah, to please him only, your creator Allah. He said, that's all that will bring you closer to him in degree. And one more thing he says, and this is very powerful, Allah says, anybody, not just Muslim, anybody that obey Allah and his prophet Muhammad, he said they have achieved the highest achievement a human being can obtain in this so-called world, this material world. And Allah says in this material world, he said, whether he lets you live a long or short life, both is just fleeting moments in time. Because the longest, the man that lived the longest, the first human being that lived the longest, Allah let lived the longest in this world was Prophet Noah, alayhi salam, peace be upon him and all the prophets. Almost 1,000 years, 950 years, and he didn't even live a day because of the Creator. This is why we can't play with time and it's moving so fast. The Creator said 1,000 years of our time is like one day to him. So nobody in this world gonna live a day. He said we're gonna see at the day of judgment that we just lived a little small part of a day, like maybe a few seconds or a few minutes. There is no time in Allah's world. His world is timeless. It's endless. It's infinite. Infinite, unlimited. So with that said, I give way to you, Brother Abdul Kareem. Maybe you got a few closing words.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you for that beautiful reminder, Sheikh. That's, the reminders penetrate the heart when you're coming from Quran and Sunnah. Those reminders penetrate the heart. We thank you for them continuously. And we know that the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings, said that the most perfect believer in respect of faith is he who is best in manners, or he who is best, the best of person has the best manners. And we know that the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, had the best manners. So there's
yes.
there's so many parts of this faith, of faith that you want to get right. There's so much to work on for your faith. So we want to make sure that we have our fundamentals correct. We can't be confused on our fundamentals. It's like the foundation of our faith. Like, you can build a house as tall as you want when you have the foundation correct. You can't build a skyscraper and, your foundation's got all these potholes and fissures and weak parts in there. Then your building's not going to get too tall. As soon as you get a few stories high, you're going to fall right off of that thing. So we want to just make sure that we try to stay on the correct foundation, and our faith is not something to be toyed with. And I appreciate those words of wisdom. There's one call I want to just give a few more. We didn't really have a chance to see if everybody has a comment or at least wants to state their name or where they're calling from, but we have enough time to maybe go to one or two more people. So there's a 614 area code that's been on for a little while. 7186 is the last four of that number. Just want to see if you want to say your name and where you're calling from, and if you have any comments for today's show, The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic, of course, is people who lie and play with their faith. What's your name and where you calling from? 614 area code.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is And first, I'd like to start by saying, it brought tears to my eyes to hear Sister Isla. Welcome back. I'm glad to hear you today. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And aren't we living in time today? I was trying to tell my children that the only time I ever saw the shelves in the store without food in it was 50 years ago, almost 60 years ago, when we had a snowstorm so bad. But isn't it a blessing, a mercy, to know anything about Allah in these days and times? It's like if we don't know how to say Alhamdulillah at least 1,000 times a day, then we don't get it. We're not getting it. What a wonderful thing to be able to call ourselves Muslims. There's only one point I wanted to bring out in regards to something that one of y'all had said, and it was about being a believer and being a Muslim. It's not just that we strive to be Muslim, we strive to be a believer. And I read something in my early days of being a Muslim, and the brother in his writing said that if any of you call yourself a believer, you're a liar. Because we can say we want to be. We could say that we strive to be. But only Allah, based on even what y'all said, it's Allah who sees what's inside of our heart. Sometimes we do something good and it turns out bad, and the people judge us a certain way. Sometimes we do something bad, but it turns out good, and people judge us a certain way. But it's only Allah that knows the truth, as the sister said, the sincerity of our heart. And with that, I'm going to let it go. And Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward you all for continuing this process and continuing the program. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And I just want to say we are so grateful eternally to Allah that you came on and supported us in trying to call the people back to sanity. Call the people back to sanity. I just want to say briefly, when you forget Allah, you forget your own soul. So when you forget Allah, you become insane. And when you become insane, you can't distinguish right from wrong no more, because you're mentally and spiritually dead. And that was very beautiful, sister. You had spirit. I felt your spirit. It's like just like you've been coming on speaking all the time. See, and that's what life is all about. For everybody, but the Muslims, we must. Now, our job is to let the rest of the world know, la ilaha illallah, and that there's a way out of this evil, and it's called Al Islam. And there's a book to help you to come out of the evil, and the, when you're going through the hard times, to help you through the hard times, and it's called Quran. And Allah says in the Quran, in my conclusion, that He speaks. And I like what you said to the believers, not to the Muslims, but to the believers in our intelligence. So I like what you said, sister, because there's a major difference, like night and day, between a Muslim and a mu'min, a believer. Because Allah don't have any chapters in the Quran called the Muslim or the Muslims, but it do have two chapters or surahs called the mu'min and the mu'minuns, the believers and the believers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I agree, sister. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for those beautiful words. May Allah bless you and protect you and protect all of us and bless us with to be mu'min, to not just be Muslims by name, but to be true believers. Because just Islam, they said that could pass through you like a sharp arrow going through a target, going through if somebody was hunting and they shoot a sharp arrow, it can go right through the thing. And just Islam by just name or just Muslim just by name. That's just the entry level. We want to reach a higher level, which is Mu'min. And then we want to reach a higher level than that, which is Ihsan, where we pray so intently that we know Allah is watching us, or we feel that we could see Allah. And if you know you can't see Allah, then you know Allah sees you. You know,
That's right,
Imam. There's stories of Sahaba who were in battle, and they had to, you know, night falls, so the battle stops, and they were in charge of keeping an eye or watching over the rest of the companions. And one of them was praying, and one of the enemies saw him up on the thing praying and shot an arrow at him, and he kept praying. You know, he was so deep in prayer that he was hit a few times with arrows, and it wasn't until he fell that his companion that was with him said, "Why didn't you call me?" He says, "Man, I was praying." Like, you know, like this is a level of Ihsan where you're praying like you could see Allah, or that you know Allah could see you. And this is not something that you could reach every day or with every prayer that some people will ever reach. But we strive.
That's right.
We strive to have enough faith, enough belief, enough love and trust and respect in our religion and for our Lord and our Creator, that we could pray at that level, which, you know, would be a blessing. And we pray Allah raises us up and continues to raise us up from Muslim to Mu'min to Ihsan and to these higher levels that are more pleasing for Him, because then we're closer to His mercy. And the closer we get to Allah's mercy, the better our day of judgment is looking. The better it looks for us on the day of judgment. Like the Imam said, that day could be 1,000 years, one day. You know, one of our days could be a second in Allah's time, or a split second, or less than that. So
that's right. That's right.
It doesn't even calculate. So what we
sure
think is time, when Allah says time, is two different things.
Sure is.
And we pray to the Creator and we beg for His mercy, because that's our only chance of salvation on the day of judgment, is through Allah's mercy. We can't good deed our way in. We can't pay our way in. We can't salam our way in. Allah knows what's in our chest. He knows what's in our heart. He knows what's
that's
clean
right.
and unclean. He knows our intentions. And only by truly turning our submission over to Allah, following what He sent His messengers with to us, following what He sent His messengers, His true messengers with to us, is following what Allah wants us to do. All right. Following what He sent the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, with the last messenger that we're, you know, going to have access to show us the way to Allah. Following that is our salvation. Following that is the way to true faith and true iman. So we ask Allah for His mercy and His forgiveness, and we ask Him to protect us from the torment of the fire. Ameen. Ameen. We have about 2 minutes left, Imam. I don't know if you wanted to close with a dua or if you want me to bring somebody else on, but we have about a minute and a half, inshallah, if you wanted to close with something, inshallah.
I think at this time we should close. It's been such a beautiful program and have covered the whole Quran. I want to mention briefly about Ramadan. This is like Ramadan. It's not, you can't compare it with the Christians celebrating their holiday, Christmas. And I'm not saying that to put in the Christians down either. I'm just saying Ramadan, you got a whole lot of Christians and non-people who don't say they're Muslim. They fast during the month of Ramadan right along with the Muslim. And I've seen it grow over the years so vast. It's millions of people doing that around the world now, especially in America, in the last 6 or 7 years. So I want I pray that Allah bless all of the true Muslims, Mu'minun, the true believers in Him and His Prophet Muhammad, to have a successful fast, to go into the fast with purity of heart, good intentions to please Allah, and to show our gratitude to our Lord for having so much mercy on us when we don't even deserve it. Because Allah say, if He were to destroy us as human beings for what we deserve, judge us right now, He said none of us would make it to heaven. We wouldn't make it. So he's all been forgiven in grace and mercy. And I ask Allah to forgive us if we said anything that wasn't his words, and to protect us from saying our own words, which is wrong, and bless us always to follow his will and ways and words, which is always good at all times. And you can close up with prayer, brother, if you want to.
Alhamdulillah, you got it right down to the last second. We want to thank you for listening to The Reality of the Creator, and tune in next week, and by Allah's mercy, we'll have another beautiful show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Only